Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Matos Maaseh, which is also Rosh Chodesh Av, a day in which we think about the Chorban, even as we think about the crisis of renewal of Rosh Chodesh. We find in Parshas Matos that Yitzchak Yisrael goes to Milchama, they're brought together, and they give much of the money that they had collected to be Kodesh Lashem. And Klal Yisrael comes together. It's actually the leaders of Klal Yisrael that come together and they say to Moshe Rabbeinu on Pasuk Nun, Avadecha Nosu es Rosh Anshei HaMelchama Shebi'odeinu V'li Nifkad Mimenu Ish. We went to battle and lost nobody. But not grave is Karban Hashem, and therefore we brought the Karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the Karban? The items that they had taken in the battle, that they had been able to take in battle, they offered to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Meshech Chacham makes a wonderful diuk in the Pasuk. It says, V'nakrev as Karban Hashem. It really, the language should be V'nakrev Karban LaHashem. We brought an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nakrev es Karban Hashem. The Meshech Chachma says the following. These Yidden who went to Milchama and succeeded so magnificently, L'nifkad Mimenu Ish, they realized that everything they had taken, whatever it was in Milchama that they had taken together, was not really Klechi Vaitzim Yadi. It wasn't they who did it. Even though, for the first time, this is Adar HaMidbar, they had lived in ways in which they were supported not through their own work. And here, for the first time, through their effort, their shvitz, their work by going to battle, they earned money. They gained money, the shalal, the booty of war. They said, V'nakrev es Karban Hashem. We realize it's not ours. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's carbon, just like till now he was giving it to us miraculously with the man and the bear. Now he's giving it to us b'derech hateva. V'nakrev es Karban Hashem. Not v'nakrev carbon LaHashem. Not that we're giving something to God. We brought as Karban Hashem that which is be'etzem belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshech Chachma says, we find a similar thing in Parshas Kairach. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "V'arimaisem imenu trumas Hashem ma'isem and ha'maisa." Hashem says rather to Levim, when you get ma'iser, you should separate trumas Hashem ma'isem and ha'maisa. Give a tenth to the Kayanim. Not you're giving your tenth. "Harimaisem imenu trumas Hashem." It is already trumas Hashem. It's God's money. And God is giving it to you to have the schus, to be the one that actually gives it. When a person gives money this way, v'nachshev lachem trumaschem, it's chashev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which you did. The idea, of course, here being the recognition that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Netziv, numerous places in Bamidbar and in Devarim, says, Moshe Rabbeinu's goal in these last months before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael was to teach Klal Yisrael that whatever it is that they're doing, whatever it is that seems to come naturally, is actually just as miraculously a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as that which you had in the Midbar, which came with miracles. With this we understand, there's a pasuk, two psukim later, after they bring the offerings, and as you know, there's a long calculation of the amounts that were given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the booty of war, the meches LaHashem. Pasuk Nun Gimel says five words, Anshei HaTzava, the people who are fighting the war, Bozazu, they took as booty of war, Ishloi, each man to himself. What does that mean? We're in the middle of talking about what it is that they got, that they got together in the war, whatever it was. They capture certain things. What's this pasuk? So then the Tziv teaches that there were two types of people that had booty in war. There were those that took and put it together and pulled it together and asked, what should we do with it? And then there were those that were buzzers of Wishlai, that took for themselves, for their own taiva, for their own desire. Those who took for themselves, from that, we did not separate a chelik Takadish Baruch Hu. It says, Anshei Atzava Bezazu Ishlai, people took for themselves. V'yikach Moshe V'lazakrein, it says, Zav Meisori Ha'alafim V'hameya, it's the leaders. Whatever was turned over to the leaders from the booty, that was taken. And that was Roy to be Korban Hashem. It's a lesson, we go through life. Much of our life involves being able to make money, to earn money. We work hard to support our families and ourselves. There are two types of people. There's the bazazu ishloi, the ones that are just taking for themselves, and the ones who see that this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mayim. There's a veil of ishtadlus, we work on it. But you and I know that the two people can work hard and one person could have a hatzlacha financially and whatnot. You have to see it. Not buzzes of ishlai, you're not taking grabbing for yourself. You're taking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have that attitude to take from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much easier to do it in an honest way. Let me move on to a second thought. Also in Parshas Matos. As I was being Mavir Sedra, an expression struck me. And let me explain. There was a Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar grew up in the Midbar. They spent 40 years in the Midbar. It would seem to be the most perfect life, the closest to Gan Eden. Being in the Midbar, being fed the man and the Be'er of Miriam, protected by the clouds, with the best Rebbeim Klal Yisrael ever had, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen and the Nesiim. And they did go the 38 years in the Midbar without Avera. Wonderful. And where were they headed? They were headed into the challenges of Eretz Yisrael. It would seem to me that that Dor HaMidbar, which we consider to be the holiest generation, were the most fortunate. So it struck me, as I read in Parshas Matos, in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting what had happened, and he recounts the Gezerah, the Yicharaf Hashem B'Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael would have to be in the Midbar. He says, V'yaniyim b'Midbar arba'im shana. Kadosh Baruch Hu pushed them around in the Midbar. V'yaniyim, sort of they strayed in the Midbar, they wandered in the Midbar for 40 years. Wandered in the Midbar. It was an ideal life. And where were they going? They were going into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yodati ki achrei moisi ki ashreis tashchisun. I know when you get into Eretz Yisrael and I'm not here anymore, you'll be challenged, you'll be failures. It's an amazing thing. V'yaniyim b'midbar abam shana. I would think they had the schus of being in the Midbar 40 years. It seems that that's not the goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. The goal is not to be in a perfect place, in a perfect environment, protected from everything. The goal is to go into Eretz Yisrael, to be challenged, to be facing challenges, and to be able to stand up to the challenges. Those are the real goals of life, even though it's a much more difficult life than the life of the Dor HaMidbar. I'm learning Eben Ezer this summer, and I was learning Siman Beis, and I found something interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Siman Beis of Eben Ezer, that lo yisa adam isha shiyesh ba mishum psul. There are certain people who a man is not allowed to marry, api halacha. And then it says in Shulchan Aruch, If a man marries a woman he's not allowed to marry because she's wealthy and he's going to get money, his punishment will be that the fruits of this marriage, the children, will not give him nachas. Okay? The kasha bothered me. Anybody who marries an isha psula should have the same punishment. Why only mishumamin? We're talking about someone he's not allowed to marry. A man marries someone who's possible to him to marry. If he does it for money, he has children, shayna mahuganim. If he does it for other reasons, because he's attracted to her, she's a beautiful woman, because he falls in love, what then? Now, in Shulchan Aruch, I didn't see any explanation. In searching around, I pulled out Rebbe Yoshev's Ha'oris al Masechtas Kedushin. And there, it's on page Shin Tzadik Ches in the Sefer, on Daf Ayin Aleph, Rebbe Yoshev asked the question, why, Anaisi Isha, Psula, if it's Mishumamin, he has such a punishment. And if it's not Mishumamin, Rebbe Yoshev says something incredible. So, Rebbe Yoshev, there are times that people have tithes. They have tithes, it's a... the taiva of Znus, Rahmanul Islam, to marry an improper, to get married in an improper marriage, it's a terrible thing. But you know something, he says, a choshed ba'arayais is still kosher to say testimony, to be an aid in Besdin. Someone who's swept up by his taivas and can't control them, he could still be, he's still an adam kosher, he's still kosher to say aidas. There are times, there are challenges in life. But a person who does it mishum mamayim, he sells out his values for cash, that's a different madrega. That's a different madrega. There's a tremendous musar here. It's a musar in the values of a person. Sometimes we're weak and we fall to a taiva, to a desire. We have to pick ourselves up. We don't disrupt our value system. When we sell out, that's something else. That's something that's on a totally different level. Anche hatsava bazazu ishlai. They were swept up with their desires. They sold out, so to speak. For the first time in their lives, they grew up in the Midbar. For the first time in their lives, they could take some money. They took it. Now, it wasn't an Aveira. But the fellow soldiers all around them were taking the money and pulling it into a malkayach, into a booty that would be used as Maisha directs. And they stuck it into their pockets. They sort of sold out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you want it for yourself, that's for yourself. The Karban Hashem is going to come from everything else. There's a Musa here. There's a Musa here. In life, we're caught up. The tzachei ha-parnasa take up our lives. We work so many hours a day. We much or we sweat for tzachei ha-parnasa. It takes up a lot of our time. But you know what? A person who enters the workforce, he might be 20 or 30 or 35. He's going to work through his life and he'll end up, Bezos Hashem, having what to eat, having a roof over his head. And 40 or 50 years later, he'll finish the work that he did. He wants to be the same person. The rat race of money, it can't color a person. It's so central. It's so central because a person is so involved in it. We find in Shas something called the Mamzer Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yosef says, how do you have a Mamzer Talmud Chacham? He is born in such a way, and he ends up being a Talmud Chacham. Yeah, you could have such a thing. But not someone who sold out, who got caught up in the Taivas HaMamon. This reminds me of Rav Palm, who quoted the Drosha Saran. He said, when looking for a Shidduch, you don't have to look for a family of tzaddikim, but they should have good midas. Avram went to Lavan's house, not at all a family of tzaddikim, but a family that apparently had some level of midas that was stronger than the midas of the Canaanim. Don't sell out your values. That's the message of this, the shortest pasuk in the parashah. Anshe hatzava bazuzu ish loy. Okay, keep it. You want to keep it. You won't be part of this massive carbon lasha. In closing, I want to point you to an amazing Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim, as you know, is the Sara Torah in the sense that his knowledge of Torah is just all-encompassing. And some things that we can't understand how a person could make this diuk. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Kura writes that in the Parsha of Ari Miklat, it says the word Reitzeach 17 times. 17:17. Because in Tanakh we find 17 murderers, 17 people who murdered Shalai Kedin. I'll go through the list quickly so we can have it on our written version in case you think you found another one. Number one, Cain killed Hevel. Number two, Avimelech in Shaiftim, the son of Gidain, killed his 70 brothers. That's one murderer, even though it was 70 murderers. Shaul killed Noivir HaKayanim, that's three. Dalit, later, the Ger HaMaleki killed Shaul. Two more murderers, Rochev and Bana, who killed Ishbaishes. One murder, but two murderers. Yoav, who killed Avner, and Avshalim, who killed Amnon, that's eight. Achav, who killed Nabis the Israeli. Izebel, who killed the Nevi'ei Hashem, 10. Yehoram, who killed his brother. Yayash, who killed the Navi Zechariah. And then again, two together, Yuzker v'Yuzeved, those are the servants of Yayav, who killed Yayash. Menashe, who killed Yeshaya Navi. Yehoram, who killed Uriah Navi. Ishmael, who killed Gedaliah, the Navi Gedaliah, that's why I have saying Gedaliah, that's 17. They're listed in the Talmud, the Kora, they're listed also in the Talalei Oireis on page Shinta Zion. And that's why it says Reitzeach 17 times, the Diyukim of the Torah, the Torah so meduyik, is pointed out by Rav Chaim Kanievsky again and again. And with that, I want to wish everyone a meaningful Hischachus of Rosh Chodesh. Hischachus in what? In feeling a desire for the Beis HaMikdash, not the Avelus of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. No. But the inspiration, being uplifted in the dream of having in Yitzhak Hashem the Beis HaMikdash once again. A good Shabbos to one and all.